In some states, the lieutenant governor is mostly a second banana to the governor, with very little influence in shaping laws. But in Texas, the lieutenant governor makes important appointments, leads the legislative budget board, which makes big money decisions, and is in charge of the Texas Senate.
The lieutenant governor, who is in effective control of the chamber, does have a real stranglehold on the flow of legislation.
Jim Henson directs the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas at Austin. Governor Rick Perry's leaving the executive office after 14 years. Henson says that creates an opening for the next lieutenant governor to be as powerful as Perry's successor.
Governor Perry will be gone next time. The next governor will not have the seniority advantages, if you will, in the bureaucracy that Governor Perry accumulated. So there will be a chance for the next lieutenant governor to assert what we think of as the more traditionally powerful role of the lieutenant governor, and it's going to matter a lot.
Henson says what seems to matter right now to these Republican candidates is capturing the attention of the party's most conservative voters. In more than 20 community debates, the four have tried to out-conservative each other as they tangle over pivotal issues.
We need to look at the end of life and protecting the end of life and making sure that when those end of life decisions are made, they're made by the family.
That's Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson talking about his plans for advancing the pro-life agenda.
We got 19,000 Border Patrol agents in.
Here's Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst and State Senator Dan Patrick battling over who's done more to secure the border.
We've put Texas Ranger SWAT teams in the brush to interdict people involved in human trafficking, illegal immigration, drugs coming in.
You need a lieutenant governor who has been focused on this issue since day one. I authored to end sanctuary cities. Brian Birdwell and I tried to repeal in-state tuition.
Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says he's the true fiscal conservative.
As Commissioner of Agriculture, I cut my budget. We came up with efficiencies, and I gave grants to the DPS to use an Operation Drawbridge.
With four competitive elected officials going head-to-head, it's unlikely anyone will win the GOP nomination on the first round, which is why Henson expects tonight's debate, being broadcast in all of the state's TV markets, will include some sucker punches.
I think what you have is, you know, the candidates looking at each other and trying to figure out who they need to attack in order to kind of crawl over and ensure that they make the runoff.
What Henson hopes is that voters take a long look at the four contenders as they stand side by side answering the same questions about policy and leadership. Who can project more than ambition and one-upsmanship? That's what Henson will be watching for, the candidate who persuasively explains why he can use the enormous powers available to the lieutenant governor to move Texas forward. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.